Hi everyone, welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
Hi, Kenny.
All right, so last time we read that three friends, Leo, Gina, and Frank, they go to the room escape.
我们昨天有读到，对不对？有三个好朋友 Leo, Gina, 跟 Frank, 他们去玩什么？密室逃脱哦。
Right, and we learned that they have an hour to get out of the room and that they need to solve puzzles and look for clues.
然后呢，他们有一个小时的时间可以逃出这个密室哦，所以他们要找寻一些线索啊，去解决一些问题。
And one of the first things that they have to do is they need to open a box using the letters. Now, they find out that there are letters underneath the stones. But later, luckily they're very smart like you, and they find out that that is the way to open the box. Now, can they move on to the next room? Will they be able to figure it out in time?Let's take a look at today's article.
How do we get out of here?
请在每句朗读后一起跟着念哦。Let's go!
The friends are in another room.
How much time do we have for the rest of the game?
Only 26 minutes. We have to hurry.
I don't understand this clue.Maybe we have to play a song on this harp.
Which song?
I'll ask the clerk for help.
Gina asks for help.
He says, how about trying the order of the dolls?
Oh, I see. There are seven dolls on the wall. And seven strings on the harp.
I get it.
Leo plays the song.
Push that wall over there.
That wall is moving now. We made it.
We got out of the room before the time ran out.
They celebrate and take pictures.Outside the room.
Word power.
Hurry, 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 hurried, hurried.I have to hurry to catch the bus at 7:15 a.m. I have to hurry to catch the bus at 7:15 a.m. Song, song. Our music teacher
helps us learn lots of songs. Our music teacher helps us learn lots of songs. Clerk, clerk. The clerk helped me check the price of this shirt. The clerk helped me check the price of this shirt. Doll, doll. Susie cried because her brother broke her doll. Susie cried because her brother broke her doll.
All right, so today's article first starts with another scenario, and we see that the friends are in another room. Because remember, last time they were in the first room, and luckily they escaped out of that one. Now they're in a different room. They're in another room.
解开了上一间的密室之后呢，他们已经进入下一间密室咯，展开了新的搜寻。Can they succeed in getting out of this room?
All right, we'll have to read day two to find out. Frank says, how much time do we have for the rest of the game? Because remember, they have an hour, so they don't want to spend too long in each room. So,a lot of students here, he says, how much time? I know a lot of students here get how much and how many mixed up. It's very confusing, right?
Yeah.
All right, so let's have Kenny explain that for you guys.
Frank 呢就说了，我们有多少时间可以玩剩下的游戏呢？我们今天呢要学 how much 跟 how many 的用法。这两个疑问开头啊，都是在询问有关数量的问题，只是一个后头接的是可数名词，另一个接的是不可数名词。
All right, so let's take a look at our magic box to learn more about how to use this.
Magic box, 找亮点。
是哦，阿美姐又来啦！这次重新出发呢，大家都说哦，阿美姐你怎么变这么漂亮，变美了、啊？没有啦，是我以前太瘦了。你说我现在这样是不是比较好看？俗话说呢，恋爱中的女人最美丽，大家呢都在关心我的感情状况如何。昨天记者就在问偶啦，他说阿美姐，阿美姐。How many boyfriends do you have? 阿美姐，你有几个男朋友啊？ How many boyfriends do you have? 哎，阿美姐，加你岁，一定男朋友排队排到台北车站哦。哎，怎么可能？现在我是学猴的人，告诉你，我没有男朋友。I don't have a boyfriend, okay? 哦哟，不要再说男朋友了，来看一下 how many 这个疑问词怎么使用吧。英文里面呢，问多少的时候，我们就是要使用 how many 这个疑问词了。第一种用法 how many， 例如呢，我说歇喉的时候当然要吃素咯。去餐厅的时候呢，服务生就问我说，阿梅姐，你今天想吃几个地瓜？ How many sweet potatoes do you want?How many sweet potatoes do you want? 哦，通常只点一个，但是呢，服务生看我很美，通常呢就会再送我一个啦。但是呢，你可能说，阿美姐，你的例句我都用不到啊，也对齁，你呀可能没去餐厅吃饭，现在也还没有交男朋友，那呢，我教你一个比较实用的啦。How many students are there in the classroom? How many students are there in the classroom?教室里面有几位同学？哎呦，阿内五干单哦！这个时候你就会发现了，我们刚刚讲的这些名词了 ，boyfriend。Sweet potatoes， 或者是呢 ，students， 这三个名词呢，他们有什么神秘的关联呢？首先，第一个注意到，他们都是复数咯，是不是？由此可见呢，我们 how many 后面加上的一定都是复数名词。第二个呢，他们都是可以数的名词，才会有复数咯，对不对？像是呢，我有一个男朋友、两个男朋友、三个男朋友，这些呢是可数名词。 啊、如果不能数了怎么办？比方说呢，像我放在银行的300亿呀、啊，哎呦，这种呢，我们要怎么算？我们到底怎么用嘞？这时候呢，我们就要请到 Manny 的这个龙凤胎兄弟 Much M U C H。OK， 虽然呢用法差不多，但呢他们又长得不太像，所以我说他们是龙凤胎哦。例如呢，我们说喝水很重要，多喝水，皮肤才会像我一样水当当。How much water do you drink every day? How much water do you drink every day? 你每天呢要喝多少水？好啦，总结一下咯，可数名词呢像是 boyfriend， 我们呢就用 how many， 不可数的东西呢像是 water， 我们呢就使用 how much 来问有多少。最后再举个例子好了，东西多少钱，价值多少，我们呢也是用 how much 来问咯。例如说呢， how much money is this shirt？或者是呢，你也可以省略 money。How much is this shirt? 这件衣服多少钱？阿尼里康在。
而刚刚在课文中，我们还有提到 the rest of the game， 要注意哦，在这里的 rest 不是休息的意思，它是剩下的意思。So, how much time do they have?
All right, Gina says only 26 minutes.
Wow.
Uh-oh, so she says we have to hurry. Okay, so they only have a few minutes left before they cannot play anymore. They're stuck in the game.
Gina 就说，我们只有26分钟哦。我们必须动作加快。They must be in a hurry.
Right, they must be in a hurry. They have to hurry up. All right, so our hurry here is our word power word. It's spelled H-U-R-R-Y, hurry. Hurry here is a verb and it means to do something or go somewhere really quickly than usual because you don't really have any time left. So, for example, if you wake up late for school, you have to hurry because you need to get to school on time. So maybe you have to walk faster or maybe you will take a taxi, but you have to hurry. You have to get there quicker or faster than the usual time. Let's take a look at it in an example sentence. We can say, I have to hurry to catch the bus at 7:15 a.m. I have to hurry to catch the bus at 7:15 a.m.
好，我们看到这个单字 hurry， 它是动词，是赶快的意思。三态呢就是 hurry， hurried， hurried。I have to hurry to catch the bus at 7:50 a.m. 我必须啊加快我的脚步，赶上早上7:15的公车啊。通常呢，我们在请对方加快时，我们都会说 hurry up or we will miss the train， 快一点啦，不然我们就要错过那班火车了。像我啊，就是那一种会说 hurry up 的那种人。 hurry 后面可以加 to 动词，表示啊赶快去做某件事。 She hurried to do her homework， 她赶着把功课做完。也可以直接在后面加名词，表示催促对方。The salesman hurried the customer to make the choice. 售货员啊，催促的客人赶快做决定啊。我想这个客人可能有选择障碍吧。
Okay, so Leo says, I don't understand this clue. Maybe we have to play a song on this harp. Okay, so what is a harp exactly? You play it like that. It's a musical instrument that makes a very lovely and soft noise. And it's a very, very large instrument and very difficult to play as well.
Leo 就说，我们不懂这个线索要做什么诶，我们可能要用竖琴弹首歌吧。
Oh, that's really bad, because I don't think any of them know how to play harps. But when I think about harps, I think of angels in heaven, so you can think about all this lovely and peaceful music. All right, so what exactly is a harp? Do you want to explain more to the students for us?
Harp 是竖琴，是一种乐器哦，就像这样子弹。哒啦啦啦那大家应该都有读过 Jack and the Beanstalk，杰克与豌豆。那故事中是不是有提到 Jack tries to steal some treasures while the giant sleeps？ 杰克啊，趁着巨人在睡觉的时候啊，要去偷宝物。那其中呢，有一个宝物就是会自己弹奏美妙音乐的竖琴哦。Hey, Tiffany, do you remember there was a magic harp that plays by itself in the story?
Of course, I definitely remember this story. So, they play a song as well. So, song here is our word, power word. It's spelled S-O-N-G, song. So a song is a noun, and it is a piece of music with words that you sing. So, for example, many of us like to listen to songs. Now, I know a really popular one. Shape of You by Ed Sheeran is a song. Well, one of my favorite songs is by Britney Spears, and yes, she's still my favorite. All right, so let's take a look at our example sentence for today. It says, our music teacher helps us learn lots of songs. Our music teacher helps us learn lots of songs.
好 ,song 就是歌曲的意思,它是个名词。Our music teacher helps us learn lots of songs. 我们的音乐老师啊,帮助我们学习好多首歌哦。
So Kenny, what is your favorite song? I said mine was Britney Spears. What about you?
Okay, I love to sing. Actually, I love to sing Taiwanese song.
Like, oh, wow.
You know, Jiang Hui.
I've heard of this singer.
Yeah, the song is 无言花. Mm-hmm. Okay, can I sing it?
Of course, go ahead. Go for it.
今夜连红生活来最伴电回秋夜浪孤单
Wow!
Thank you.
We have a very, very talented singer here. I can't sing, I'm sorry. I cannot compete with you. But that is a very lovely song. I think you need to show me more.
Okay.
All right, so yeah, a lot of us hear pop songs. Now, what are pop songs?
大家都喜欢流行歌吧？那流行歌的英文就是 pop songs. Pop 就是 popular 的意思。那很多电影啊或戏剧都有主题曲吧？那主题曲的英文就是 theme songs. 我最喜欢就是 Disney 的主题曲了，尤其是这一首，我唱给你听。
Okay, go go go.
Have you ever heard the wolf cry to the blue
Pocahontas?
Or asked the grinning bobcat why he grinned?
Oh my gosh, you have a lovely singing voice. I love it. And that's also one of my favorite songs too. I love Disney movies and Disney songs.
Yeah.
Oh, we can talk about songs forever. But we need to go back and check up on our friends Frank, Leo, and Gina. So Frank says, which song do they have to play on the harp?
Gina 就说啊，
Frank
就说是哪一首歌呢？
And then Gina says, I'll ask the clerk for help. Okay, so yeah, in the escape room, if you really, really, really don't know, you can always ask somebody for help.
Gina 就说啊，我们应该去问一下这个密室逃脱的店员哦。
And that's our word power word too, clerk. It's spelled C-L-E-R-K, clerk. Clerk is a noun and it means a person who serves customers in a shop. So they help the customers help. They help people like you and I out. Let's take a look at our word power sentence for today. It says, The clerk helped me check the price of this shirt. The clerk helped me check the price of this shirt.
其实我们看到这个字 clerk 是店员的意思，它是一个名词。The clerk helped me check the price of the shirt. 这些店员啊，帮我确认这件衬衫的价钱。注意哦，不是 clock, 是 clerk. 注意它的发音 ,OK, clock 是时钟。在文章中啊，我们把它当作名词，是店员的意思，不过它也可以当作动词来使用，表示当店员。My friend clerks in the supermarket. 我朋友呢在超市当店员。
Alright, so we see here in the article that Gina asks for help, okay, because they're really stuck in this room, they don't know how to get out, so they need to look for help, and it's okay.
所以 Gina 呢就去问店员寻求帮忙咯。
And Gina says, he says, how about trying the order of the dolls? So this is Gina, this is the clerk saying to Gina, how about trying the order of the dolls? So he gives them a clue. Now when you say how about to do something, this phrase means that you kind of make a suggestion to someone to do something. So if you want to watch a movie with your friends on the weekend, you can say,How about watching a movie this weekend? Or how about playing basketball later? You're suggesting something for people to do.
所以 Gina 问完就跑回来说，店员说不然你们试试看那个玩偶的顺序。这里呢要教大家 how about 加上动词的用法。那 how about 加上动词，后面的动词要加上 ing。About 本身是个介系词，所以后面就是要加 V-I-N-G。 那这个句型呢，用在你想提议去做某件事情的时候就可以用了。那我们来看一下例句。 How about watching a movie this weekend? 这个周末要不要看场电影呢？ How about playing basketball later? 那待会来打个篮球吧。
I'm not very good with sports, so I might have to pass on that.
Okay.
But they said that you need to, how about checking out the dolls? Now, doll here is our word, power word. It's spelled D-O-L-L, doll.Doll here is a noun, and it means a child's toy, and it's usually shaped like a small person or a baby, okay? So I'm pretty sure many of us, or many, I think, girls, when they were younger, they played with dolls when they were babies or when they were young children. Okay, let's take a look at our sample sentence. We can say, Susie cried because her brother broke her doll. Susie cried because her brother broke her doll.
好，我们看到这个字 doll， doll 是玩偶，是个名词的意思。Susie cried because her brother broke her doll.、Mm. Susie 啊，因为她的弟弟把她的玩偶弄坏了，而在那边哭。
Very mean brother. But like I said, I'm sure many girls and maybe boys they played with Barbie and Ken dolls. So, do you remember the Barbie and Ken dolls?
Yes.
What you can do is you can get a Barbie and you can change the clothes and you can dress it up.
像最近啊有很红的一部恐怖片叫做 Annabelle 里头有一只什么 Annabelle doll 还有呢其实我小时候就是玩 Barbie doll
Oh, you did
所以 我的名英文名字才叫 Kenny
Right、
yes.
Oh,
so,
I get
Tiffany,
it
So Tiffany, what kind of doll do you like?
Okay, I did like Barbie dolls when I was younger butThe Annabelle one really scares me. She's very scary.
Yeah.
I don't want her anywhere near me. All right, so let's continue reading. Frank then says, Oh, I see. There are 7 dolls on the wall and 7 strings on the harp. Ah, he's very, very smart. He's starting to kind of piece together, these things. So what is a string? A string is like a very, very thin piece of cloth or a piece of metal. So on the harp, it's made out of metal and it's very, very thin. So when you pluck at it, it makes a sound. So a wood instrument like a harp, okay, has strings. So harps, guitars, cellos, violins, they all make sounds of music because of the strings.
Frank 啊就说，哎，我知道了，墙上有七只玩偶，表示呢竖琴上的七条弦。String 就是弦的意思，只要呢拨弄就可以产生声音。那很多乐器呢都是靠弦的共鸣来产生声音的哦，比如说 guitar 吉他啦 ，violin 小提琴，还有 cello 大提琴，甚至呢连钢琴 piano 也是靠按下按键敲击弦才发出美妙的音乐哦。
All right, so let's continue reading. Leo then says, "I get it." So he understands. He says, "I get it."
这一句 "I get it" 就是我懂了。
Then next, we see a scenario. Leo says, it says, Leo plays a song. So he gets it. He knows. Maybe he knows how to play instruments. So he starts to play the song.
所以呢 Leo 就自告奋勇地来弹奏歌曲了。
And then what happens? Frank says, push that wall over there. So push that wall over there.
所以 Frank 就说，弹完乐器之后，那我们就推推看那面墙吧。
Gina then says, the wall is moving now. We made it.
Gina 就说那面墙在移动了。We made it. 我们办到了，成功了。
Yeah, thank goodness. I thought they were going to be stuck in there forever. So Leo then says, we got out of the room before the time ran out. So luckily, remember, a while ago, they were stressing for time. They were waiting for the time to run out. So they were very lucky. They got out of the room before the time ran out. So when you run out of something, it means you don't have that thing anymore. So you can run out of time. You can run out of money. You can run out of food. I ran out of donuts. Okay, I ran out of groceries. So you don't have that thing anymore.
所以 Leo 就说啊，我们在限时内成功的逃离密室了。在这里呢，要教大家一个片语，叫做 run out， 就是用完的意思，就是什么东西用完了，我们就可以用 run out。像啊，现在快月底了，大家最怕是什么？ run out of money， 快没钱了，可能要吃土咯。还有 the team ran out of the time， 这个队伍把时间用完了。 Run out 后面呢，如果我们要接名词，就要加一个 of， 所以呢，这个句子也可以说 the time ran out.
That's right. All right. So lastly, the article finishes off with saying them saying they celebrate, yay, and take pictures outside their room. So congratulations to the three friends. They finally escaped.
所以当他们三个呢成功逃离密室之后呢，他们就开心的庆祝，然后在密室前面合照。
Yay! Yeah. All right, so thank goodness they got out. But before we finish off for today, let's take a quick break and go to our review time.
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
Alright, so our review time for today is we're going to give you the definition and you guys have to guess the word and see if you can guess it along with Kenny as well.
Yeah.
Okay, so are you guys ready?
Yes.
Alright, so this is something that you play with. It looks like a smaller version of maybe a girl or a toy. It's a toy.
Yeah.
Toy. What word is it?
It's 小小的, a toy. 可以穿衣服,
like Barbie,
搬衣服,
his name.
就是 doll.
That's right.
玩偶的意思.
All right, so next one. This means that you have to do something very quickly, okay? And you have to do it quickly because you're running out of time or you're late to school. So you have to...
就是 hurry.
Very good. All right, so this one is... Oh, I think you'll like this one. It's music that you hear. You sing it. Kenny loves Taiwanese.
Song.
Very good.
歌曲.
Okay, and the last one is this person works at a store and they help customers. They serve customers, so maybe they help you pay, take your money and stuff like that. So who are they?
我刚才说要注意他的发音不是 clock, 是什么? Clerk.
Very
店员的意思.
All right, so did you guys get them all correctly?If you did, good job. If not, review some more. All right, but that's all the time that we have for today. We hope you guys enjoy the show. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Kenny.
See you guys soon.
Bye.
How do we get out of here?
The friends are in another room.
How much time do we have for the rest of the game?
Only 26 minutes. We have to hurry.
I don't understand this clue. Maybe we have to play a song on this harp.
Which song?
I'll ask the clerk for help.
Gina asks for help.
He says, how about trying the order of the dolls?
Oh, I see. There are 7 dolls on the wall and 7 strings on the harp.
I get it.
Leo plays the song.
Push that wall over there.
The wall is moving now. We made it.
We got out of the room before the time ran out.
They celebrate and take pictures outside the room.
Hurry, 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 hurried, hurried. I have to hurry.To catch the bus at 7:15 a.m. I have to hurry to catch the bus at 7:15 a.m. Song, song. Our music teacher helps us learn lots of songs. Our music teacher helps us learn lots of songs. Clerk.Clerk. The clerk helped me check the price of the shirt. The clerk helped me check the price of the shirt. Doll. Doll. Susie cried because her brother broke her doll. Susie cried because her brother broke her doll.